The center of Budapest was closed down today ahead of the arrival of Turkey's president. Pro-Kurdish demonstrators came out to protest President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Turkish aggression against the Kurds in northern Syria. Anna, a protester in Hungary's capital, asked us not to use her full name. She was demonstrating against both Erdogan and Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban.
The both are very similar in their destroying of the democracy.
The two strongman nationalist leaders have a lot in common, and Erdogan and Orban have been trying to strengthen economic and political ties between Hungary and Turkey. My colleague Marco Werman spoke with the BBC's Nick Thorpe in Budapest about their meeting.
I think President Erdogan strongly appreciates the support he's getting from Viktor Orban, the Hungarian Prime Minister. Mr. Orban is pretty much alone in the European Union to back the Turkish military action in northern Syria. And in exchange, Mr. Orban is greatly appreciative of President Erdogan's role in, as he sees it, holding back the 4 million asylum seekers, migrants currently in Turkey. Mr. Orban has built his whole political career effectively on keeping those he calls illegal migrants out of Europe. And he sees Turkey as playing a key role in keeping those people in Turkey and not allowing them to continue their journey to Europe.
Mm. Protesters did turn out, though, on Erdogan's arrival. I mean, describe the scene and what people were actually protesting.
That's right. These were a mixed collection of human rights groups, pro-Kurdish groups, people who were angry with the friendship that Viktor Orban has shown to President Erdogan, who were protesting in solidarity with the Kurdish people of northern Syria. At one point, three women lay down in the square on the street in the middle of that demonstration with sheets covered with what looked like blood as a symbolic action to show of all the people who've been killed and the tens of thousands who've been forced to flee ahead of that Turkish invasion of northern Syria.
Mm, so that was a couple thousand. What is the response generally in Hungary to the Turkish leader's visit?
I think there is a sense from those who support the government that the opening of Hungary to the East is generally a good thing, that Hungary should not depend alone on the European Union and NATO. But on the other hand, critics of the current government feel that Hungary effectively is backing dictators from the East.
So Viktor Orban, as you said, Nick, is seen as something of an ally of Erdogan's. Erdogan, interestingly, is also allied, it seems, with Donald Trump, and Washington's going to get its own visit from Erdogan next week. But as far as Orban and Erdogan, explain that relationship to us.
This is an interesting one. Viktor Orban flirts, I think we can use that word, with the idea that the Hungarian people are relatives of the Turkish people, that effectively the Hungarian people, the Hungarian nation, came from Central Asia 1,000 years ago or more, and basically the Turks are their long-lost brothers. But this runs rather counter to the usual narrative, especially that taught in Hungarian schools and universities, of the Turkish occupation, the Ottoman occupation. But Mr. Orban's effectively sailing pretty close to the wind here and portraying Turkey as a great ally, very much suggesting a Turkish-Hungarian alliance.
Well, I mean, it's a source of tension, isn't it? I mean, Turkey's kind of the fulcrum for millions of migrants who've gone to Europe, Western Europe, and many migrants have stayed in Turkey. And I gather Erdogan threatened to open the doors for migrants to enter Europe unless support was provided to Turkey. What was Hungarian Prime Minister Orban's response to that?
This was very symbolic, really. It's not the first time that President Erdogan has threatened, as he puts it, to open the gates. Mr. Orban was asked a question immediately following on from that, and he said, obviously, if those gates are opened, it's in Hungary's interest and Europe's interest that they don't come towards Europe, don't come towards Hungary. Hungary has built this double thickness fence on its border with Serbia exactly for that kind of eventuality. But I think both leaders here were speaking to their own constituents. So both men really trying to strengthen their own base with this visit today.
That was the BBC's Nick Thorpe speaking with my colleague Marco Werman.